Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. When I thought of this theme, Be Still My Beating Heart, I thought of adrenaline rush or a moment that took my breath away. And I tried to think of one, and I just couldn't narrow it down to one. So I thought I would share a few moments where I had to say that to myself, Be Still My Beating Heart. I'm sure there's not a parent in this room that didn't say that to themselves the first time they held their newborn infant, that perfect, tiny, little, soft being with five miniature fingers, five miniature toes, that little rosebud mouth, and that soft, downy skin with the smell like no other. I could get drunk on that smell. I had the privilege of having that experience not only three times with my own children, but four more times with my grandchildren. And in fact, I was able to see my twin grandchildren being born. That is what I could see through the tears. By the time I was 53, I had been divorced for 8 years. And I, like Rosh talked about last month, I had had quite a lot of disappointing experiences with trying to meet men and date. So by the time I was 53, I had pretty much resigned myself to being single, given myself the self-talk that, well, you know, I've got a great job, I'm successful, I'm healthy, I've got my kids, you just can't have it all. As an example of one of the times that I had a great disappointment, back then there wasn't computer dating. We had the personal ads in the newspaper, and that was called Matchline. And what you did was you called and you left a message, and then if the person who left the ad liked your message, he would call you back and you'd kind of connect on the phone before you'd agree to meet. And to me, a physical fitness and a fitness mindset was very important. And I remember this one man I was talking to on the phone, I asked him rather bluntly, I can't remember if I said, are you physically fit or do you have a fitness mindset or what? But long pause, and then he said, I'm a Renaissance man. I appreciate the finer things in life. And suddenly this image came into my head of Henry VIII, you know, with a goblet of wine and a leg of venison. And that wasn't too far off, actually. So, like I said, I resigned myself, but I thought I'd try one last time. I was reading the paper, and the match line just jumped out at me, and I saw this ad, and it looked pretty good, and I called, and he called me back, and we talked on the phone for a couple of weeks before we agreed to meet. And the day came, we were going to meet for coffee at a restaurant, and almost didn't go because I'd been so used to being disappointed. And like I said, I'd resigned myself. I was going to be alone. But I went, and this tall, dark, handsome, fit man started walking toward my car. Be still my beating heart. Please let that be him. And it was. And we've been together over 17 and a half years now. And in the beginning, we did a lot of traveling. And one of the places we went to was the Amazon jungle. And we flew from Aruba to Caracas, and then the next day from Caracas in a DC-10 to Puerto Ayacucho on the Colombian border, where we met our guide. And my husband and I and our guide got into a single-prop, four-passenger Cessna with no GPS, so it was the pilot and us three, and we flew over the canopy of the Amazon for about an hour. And I just kept thinking, there's like an inch of metal between my feet and down there. And like I said, no GPS, but this pilot supposedly knew the route, you know. And it looked like broccoli, and this ribbon of brown running through it, and every once in a while a mesa. It was very prehistoric, and I was very glad when we landed at Camp Utahe in the Venezuelan Amazon. Another trip we took was to Costa Rica. And we stayed in a condo that kind of jutted right out into the jungle. And I came out of the kitchen and looked through the open air balcony, and not 50 feet out was this giant sloth on a tree coming down the tree. I'm like, John, come here. And we sat there for an hour and watched this thing slowly, and it looked like it was smiling at us all the way down, you know. They have like this koala face, you know, like a smile. That was definitely a be still my beating heart moment. We went to Maui and snorkeled with turtles, giant sea turtles, which was in itself great. But on the way back to the island from that day trip, the boat driver said, we're going to stop here, and if you want to jump out and swim, you can. And I can't remember how deep the water was, but he was telling us that this water was really, 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 really deep. And I have never seen such blue water. It was like liquid cobalt. It was like there was food coloring in the water. And we dove in and swam, and you know, you could look down at your hands and your feet because it was so clear, and everything was just blue. It was just amazing. I thought it was amazing anyway. And a couple of years ago, when all the whales were congregating in San Luis Bay, I thought, well, I'm going to go out there and see if I can see a whale. So I drove out, I parked on the ocean side, and I got out of the car. I didn't take my camera or my cell phone. I thought, I don't want to, you know, ruin the experience by trying to capture it on film. So I got out. I no sooner had leaned against my car, and not 200 feet out, five whales breached all together right in front of me. And that was a be still my beating heart moment. I mean, it took me a few seconds to digest what I had seen. I couldn't believe it. And then, you know, I had narrowed down my be still my beating heart moments to art and nature. And they're often the same. And art, I've been so lucky to travel because I have family in England. So St. Paul's Cathedral, Westminster Abbey, Stonehenge, the Louvre in Paris, Florence. I mean, to be standing in front of these works of art that you've studied about and you never thought you'd ever actually see, it was so emotional for me. I mean, I cried at the Louvre. I spent my whole time in Florence all choked up. I mean, to stand in front of Donatello's David, Michelangelo's David, the Piazza, and climbing to the top of the Duomo, either I'm really easy to awe, or I'm really lucky, or both. But I sure hope I have a lot more be still my beating heart moments to come. Mm-hmm.